of contrast with Goldwater's speech in of harangue and hate in Arizona, and this boy's denunciation of the ADA and everything in New York by coming along and preaching the brotherhood of man. Now, that's about what I'm doing. Well, I do mention medical care. I do come out for taking care of the old and the sick. I do talk about compassion, but I don't do it in the framework of a political speech or a Democratic Party speech or a labor speech. I say we can't have any labor government, any farm government, any business government. That the our strength is the strength of people from all lands, of all colors, of all groups that have come here and built a great America in which all people participate. And we just haven't got the profits for the few or the wages for the workers. We've got the good for the many. And that they all got a slice of this thing.
Well, that's
and I think that that's what I'm trying to do. That's what I'm trying to do. But I touch on medical care, and I might...
touch on the great issues like education and so forth.
That's right.
That's fine. Now, point is...
I'm not getting off into your guidelines and giving you any lecture either. They raised hell with me today at the press conference and want to know why I was going to sit by here and let a big strike develop and people be put out of work. And I said, well, I made a statement to Walter Reuther and Mr. Donner, both of them, and said, now you're going to have some collective bargaining out there and you all do this thing yourself, and the government doesn't make all these decisions. That's why we got this kind of a system. And I go back to my speech, my press conference several weeks ago, and you'll find my position. And I'm, well, aren't you going to talk to Mr. Reuther and the auto companies? And I said, no, I'm not going out there for that purpose. I'm not invited by the Democratic Party. I'm not invited by this person or that one. I'm going out to make a speech to working people
on Labor Day.
On Labor Day.
Right.
On the day that they honor.
Let me tell you what I'm going to say. I'm going to give a high-level speech, and I'm going to say that the labor movement of America is for President Johnson, not because he's the president of the labor people, because he's the president of all the people.
That's right.
And I'm going to talk affirmatively about the basic problems, joining with you in the poverty fight, joining with you in the fight to give every child education and so forth and so on.
That's
now,
wonderful.
On the bargaining thing, after I saw you that Wednesday, I came back here and I had a hell of a fight with my guys, but I got that extra time I needed, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd like to report now, I've just met with Bill Simpkin, who's just sitting on the sideline here, but I'm keeping him posted, I'm keeping Willard Wirtz posted. I've got a rough fight ahead of me yet, but I see a little light now. For the first time, I feel hopeful. And I'm going to bend every effort I have to avoid a strike because it's so important to the country and to you and for everything we're trying to do together. And I just wanted to tell you that for the first time, I see a little hopeful light. And if we're permitted to handle this thing, I think we can work it out.
Well, you're going to work it out. I know you are. You're not going to wreck us this time between here and November.
Right.
You'll work it out.
We'll do our damnedest. And I'm really looking forward to welcoming you to the biggest meeting we've ever had.
Well, now you say so. And get you a few homemade placards there.
We have got...
You got a national press coming out there. And I just say, LBJ, no misfit. I'd advertise this damn thing a little bit. I'd get it around.
We'll do, we'll do. You'll get a real...
You go after that misfit then a little bit. If I made a bonehead like that and you on the other side, God Almighty, you would have stoned my teeth out.
You'd have been clobbered.
Get your friend Joe Rao up here to call up the Washington Post and demand a public apology. Tell him to demand a public apology.
I say, I'm not talking to you.
Okay.
You and I are mad.
How are we coming to registration? What did Roy say? He's in charge of it, isn't he?
I think it's picking up, but Roy feels hopeful. We've got a couple of big cities. Bobby's campaign in New York can be helpful because that thing is really bogged down.
I see Doris Pleason, somebody here says, jumping on me today. I thought Roy was a go-getter. George Meany told me that he was the best man he'd ever had in charge.
He's the best guy in the business.
Well, Doris Pleason says here today that the registration is, let me see here. The late convention's meant a slow start for Democrats. The managers are disturbed about registration apathy. Well, now, he's had in 20 groups here to see me.
No,
why in the hell don't you get her straightened out, then?
She doesn't doesn't know. Well, I'll make a note.
Party managers are disturbed about registration apathy. Now, they told me in Philadelphia they registered 45,000 and 68% of them were Democrats.
Well, we got a big job in Chicago to do. We got till October the 6th to do it. California is our tight schedule. The damn deadline out there is pretty close in September. And
well, I'll try to go out there. And
The LA area is a tremendous registration job. But Roy is working on this thing. He just lives it 24 hours a day, and he's working at it. But we got to get the party people also more active.
Okay, I'll see you Monday. Now, you get the crowds there and get your signs and no misfits and get them off their hands so they can show this national press. This is not my campaign opener. I'm not going to campaign against Goldwater. I'm just going to come out and talk to the working men on the day that honors them. You follow me?
Good. I'm with you all the way.
Okay.
And I'll see you on Monday.
But you get some enthusiasm out there.
There'll be some.
Okay.
Very good.
Yeah, but won't it?
Yeah.
Wait a minute, here's a friend of yours who wants to say hi to you.
Mr. Rooster?
Oh, hello, how are you?
Well, from day to day I hardly know, but I really think I'm fine.
Well, good. We're very delighted that you're coming out with the president.
I'm looking forward to it so much.
Well, we promised him the biggest Labor Day meeting we've ever had, and I know we're going to deliver.
Great, and I'll get to see all of the folks, and thank you very much.
Well, thank you for coming.
Bye.
Bye-bye.